Town of Ruley regular meeting for April 14th, 2014. I'll come to order. Please turn off your silence electronic device. Mr. Andre, would you lead us in a pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushlock?
Here.
Councilmember Reisharr?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nissl?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. Public Works, committee reports, Public Works, I'm not aware of anything. Oh, my bad, okay, I'm sorry, I was dreaming. Approval of minutes of regular meeting of March 10th, as published in the town official journal. Is there any corrections, or do I hear a motion? Mr. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois, any discussion from the council? Any comments from audience? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. In Public Works, I'm not aware of anything. Consider planning and zoning, consider variance requests, Ruley Oaks Homeowners Association, Lot 3, Ruley Oaks, non-compliance with 19-6, servitude encroachment to build a fence. Fence will be built. Fence is there already, and it was favorably reported out of the planning commission, and we discussed it last week in our committees, so what is the pleasure of the council? Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Nissl. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider final plat, Stonewall Plantation subdivision. We discussed it at the committee meetings last week, and I would like to recommend acceptance of the plat, Stonewall Plantation subdivision, final plat, conditional upon the completion of the punch list items. Please give me one, he's waiting on one, and I'll hold one, and it's almost done. And the punch list items, the field punch list item, we done those yet?
Field are done.
Field, we'll get a, that's probably what that letter says.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So with that, you know, we'll hold up final signature and for obvious reasons, I need to point out that my son-in-law Drew Macy is works for Sinclair. He's their system manager, and as a result, I'm gonna ask Mayor Pro Tem Rhodes to review the punch list with Wayne and make sure everything is in order before signing it and then get him to sign it. So with that, that's my recommendation, conditional upon the completion of the list. Any comments, enjoy your motion. Mr. Andre, moving second, Mr. Reisharr. Any further discussion from the council members? Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Thank you.
Finance, I'm not aware of anything else, planning and zoning. Finance committee, consider authorizing mayor to sign executive own contract for the police station. As discussed last week in our meeting, one of the things the town has to supply outside of the capital outlay grant is the communication, the telephone, basically, the telephone system. And we have a price of, what is the number, $10,000?
$10,574 for the borrowing amount. And for the phone system itself, it's $7,425.
So it's a total of $17,000? Yeah. Last week we got messed up, we said $7,000. But anyway, that's my recommendation that we accept executive own. Executive has the phones in here too, so, and they're working with the contract, we got meetings tomorrow, so, work that with them. Anyway, that's my recommendation.
And that contract includes tying us all together?
Yeah.
Plus they gave us credit on the old ones too, right?
$1,000.
So this price reflects that $1,000?
Yes.
$7,425.
I still move.
Second.
Move by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Nissl.
I didn't marry.
What did you say?
You said Andre.
Yeah.
Nissl.
All right, I'm gonna try to get my act together. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Don't slow down. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Next committee is Personnel Committee. Consider conditional hiring of part-time maintenance worker. I don't even know if this is legal, but we need a part-time person because of Don Manuel's health situation. And I really don't want to call a special meeting to hire a part-time person. We have only one applicant for the job, and we're hoping there's three or four other people that picked up applications. And hopefully, you know, we'll have more than one to select from. But really, I'm just asking for permission to put the guy to work between now and the next meeting, because this is grass growing season, and we really could use the help. So,
advice from council.
Can we do that?
Well, if the council can give you permission to hire somebody for part-time on temporary basis until the next meeting.
Yeah, let's do that.
And you can.
Then make it official.
We'll make it official the next meeting.
Yeah, sort of like the police can, when somebody leaves, they can, maybe that applies, I don't know if that law applies to us or not.
And it really doesn't, but I mean.
Yeah, okay.
The council could authorize you to hire somebody on a temporary, non-permanent basis.
Well, they're gonna be temporary anyway.
Yeah.
But it's still, we wanna approve.
And when we changed the ordinance last year, we said part-time was less than
$27.
A week, which is the insurance that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm asking permission to do that. So it does. I need a motion, I guess.
I move.
Mr. Richard?
Say.
Sir, Mr. Andre? Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Governmental Affairs Committee, I'm gonna cover that, one of them in my mayor's report. Consideration of veto of ordinances, there are none. Hearing the final action on ordinances. Ordinance number one of 2014, chapter 15, flood damage prevention. This is actually a rewrite of the same chapter that we have already, and it was a recommended rewrite by the floodplain people so that everyone would be eligible for flooding FEMA coverage and things like that. So I want to thank Mr. Niesler, Councilmember Niesler, and also Tom Acosta, our town attorney, for spending a lot of time in going through this thing and getting it right along with Debbie, of course. And we've talked about it and reviewed it at the committee meetings. And so with that, I'll open the public hearing for ordinance number one of 2014. Are there any comments from the audience, public? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to the council for consideration.
I'll second.
Move Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Rhodes.
That's fine.
I know.
As you get off.
All right. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Yes.
I would just point out, the one thing that I will, it's not changing, but when you see the final version, I will put on here as we do in getting our other
page numbers.
Page numbers.
Excellent.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah, we do that at the last minute. That's kind of the editorial. I don't think you.
Yeah, no, that's not part of it.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed.
Would you like to see me do a roll call?
Oh, got to do a roll call with all or, okay, roll call vote?
For all ordinances.
Yeah, sure did. Roll call. Let's go.
Okay, Councilmember Niesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Introduction of ordinances. Ordinance Chapter 2, Code of Procedure for Mayor's Court. Now, you ought to have a lot of comments on this one. Mayor's Court 2.92, Methods and Time of Appeal. Now, this is recommended changes, as I understand, from the Attorney's Association.
CLE, we have an incorrect time period for appeals.
Yeah, this is only an introduction, so would anybody like to introduce that?
I'll do it.
By Ms. Blue. Okay. ordinance such and such, 2013-14 budget adjustments of the town. We have a few adjustments to make, and it's probably timely, and then we get close to the end of the budget year, so we'll give you all what those are when, you know, next month when we discuss it. Do I hear anybody introduce it?
I'll introduce.
By Mr. Neesley. Okay. Resolutions and commendations. Resolution number 2, adopting the West Baton Rouge Parish All Hazards Emergency Plan. This is a plan. Dino came Monday night and made a presentation on that, and, you know, Moran, our, I don't know what it's called. Anyway, he's in charge of that. And it was a long time in development, and we made comments on it, and it appears to be a okay plan. So with that, I will turn it over to council.
I move, accept.
Move by Mr. Rhodes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Hearing none. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Department reports, fire department.
Fire report for the month of March. First aid calls inside the town, we had 10. Outside the town, we had 10. Fire calls inside the town, we had 1. Outside, we had 0. Investigations, we had 1. Natural gas leak, we had 1. 1 grass fire. 8 motor vehicle crashes. Total for the month was 32. And total for the year was 79.
Any questions or comments? Anyone?
Thank you, Chief.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Next, police department report. Ned?
For the police department, town of Brule, for the month of March 2014, we had 15 crashes. We had 16 bench warrants executed, 1 West Baton Rouge, 15 Brule. We had 3 alarms, 1 business, 2 residents. Had 1 juvenile matter, we had 17 traffic arrests, 20 miscellaneous calls. Total calls were 72. Total citations was 235. Total violations was 311.
Any questions or comments?
I have one comment, Tom. Attorney Gosper. With the police chief resignation, can we get together, you and I, or maybe Terry or somebody, and figure out time frame, elections, appointments, and what, you know, where we need to go from there?
Certainly.
Thank you, Ned.
Thank you, Ned.
All right. Correspondence, I have none. Mayor's report, I got a letter today from the treasurer's office. Says we are now population of 2,705, which is 119 more than last year. That's a population estimate based on building permits and people moving out, stuff like that. I attended a lot of things during the month, but the most significant one was the Rotary District Convention in Port Allen. And Judge Honore, General Honore, was our guest speaker. Very, very good speech. Talked about veterans and helping veterans. As of his speech, we now are going to include on our advertisement for bid for job openings when we have them, that we will prefer veterans. So that means that will be a plus in their column before the interview. So, this past Friday, Ms. Bourgeois and I attended a Keep West Baton Rouge Parish Beautiful State initiative to better inform the public about the litter and doing something about it. And it's a program that's it's like anything else. When you have a culture change, it takes a while, but progress is being made. I mean, the most interesting thing I heard while I was there is that as everyone who lives in Brule knows, we went to the large recycling carts, as big as our trash carts. And as a result of that, it's doubled the amount of recycling tonnage, which means that people, and I know in my house, the same thing. If it's a bigger cart, it's not as much a problem, so it's a lot easier to recycle, and it's really working. And on Sunday, we had a landmark and heritage
ceremony.
ceremony, but I mean, what was it?
The plaque presentation.
Plaque presentation, but the 8-1 is up. For those of you who were around when this was first initiated, it was decided instead of making historical districts, that we would allow people to volunteer their homes as historical sites. And this was the 8th time we've given away plaques, and it was like 4 the oldest time. Is it 4?
And then we recognize a former site.
Right, recognize one former site. And I thought it was interesting in the ceremony that Richard and Paula Soniak were given a plaque for the house that they recently restored. And you know, sometimes you're in the government business, you think that some of this stuff doesn't work. You know, it's like, it just seems like it's such a struggle sometimes. Well, here we have something that was initiated a few years ago. We, you know, take on blighted property. And also we had another one for landmark and heritage, recognizing landmarks. Well, what happened in this case was, because it was blighted property and because there was such a turmoil in the family that owned it, the initiative of the town made the family do something with the property and get it fixed up, and then sold it to Richard and Paul, and they fixed it up, and it really, really looks nice. So it was a kind of a dual positive in that case. So that worked out really good. And that's all I have. Now next is remarks of personal privilege. Anyone?
I wanted to thank the ladies that on the staff who helped get everything together for that program yesterday, because they do the majority of the work. Debbie and Patricia and Jamie and Carlos, they get in there and do it all, and then Wayne and his maintenance guys take care of setting up and getting whatever else we need. So everybody really worked together. So we appreciate that.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Under remarks, and I don't know if I'm following your protocol.
Yeah, you are. Anything's open in remarks.
I have a matter which will involve litigation, State of Louisiana versus Jamie Willie. And if it's permissible, I would like to have 5 minutes, an executive session with you to discuss an issue, not pertaining to the personnel matter of Jamie or Mr. Willie whatsoever, in my capacity as an assistant DA, to address you as the victim in that matter, if that's permissible.
Would this be the nature of investigative proceedings regarding allegations of misconduct?
Yes, but yes.
Okay, well, it falls under Section Louisiana Revised Statute 42:6.1A1 and is permitted.
Okay.
If, all right. If you wish to do that.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we finish remarks of personal privilege, and I'll do the announcements, then we'll I'll entertain a motion to go in executive session. It has to be unanimous, right? Okay. We're still in the remarks of personal privilege. Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank everyone, the town and the maintenance people, for fixing all the cave-ins I had on the culvert cave-ins. And thank you very much for your kind remarks.
Yes, anytime.
But I just wanted the town to know that where all those cave-ins were, that was property donated to the town.
Oh.
I know you didn't know that, but I wanted to let you know.
Was it this century or the previous century?
No, it's Rock Frazier Century.
Okay. Let's check. I love you too, Rosa.
But thank you. Cause,
all right.
Can I ask you a question, though? How does that happen? What happens when they cave in like that?
Typically, it's from either poor backfilling from the original, or usually, most likely in an old one like that, it's a leak. Something springs a leak, and it scours out a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time over years, and then you create a void, and then when the void gets big enough, it just caves in. That's what we typically when we find it, it's usually a pipe that's separated or something that has caused that to happen.
Well, I thought I had 2, but apparently there were a lot more because I saw all the little.
Okay. As long as you're happy, Rosa.
I'm happy.
Fish, go ahead.
Fish Kershaw, Parish Representative for Port of Bruley. I certainly wanted to tell everybody thank you for voting me most likely to dress like Scott Rhodes tonight. So we got these on a 2-for-1 shirt. So just wanted to let all the council people know, and certainly the mayor, because I left you out last time. You got mad.
Right.
But a month from now is going to be the personal financial disclosure deadline. We all got to do that because we don't want to get in trouble with the ethics board at all. The parish has introduced several new ordinances, or let me say amended some ordinances for subdivisions, and we're going to be voting on those in the upcoming meetings. We have amended our budget for two items. One of them is we're putting two part-time workers in the Office of Motor Vehicles to help with the lines there. The line has just been tremendously long, so we're trying to get some more people in there. Even though they're state employees, we help pay their expenses, and we amended our budget to do that. And the other one was we adjusted the budget for to put the chief and the assistant fire chief's salary in the budget. They have not named the assistant fire chief yet, but should be coming up pretty quick. And Don, you had asked me a month or so ago about the lights on the water tower. Talked to Jason Manola, we talked to Turf, and Turf has contracted, I think, with Roy Wagasback to look at that. The one that they are required to do is, of course, the blinking red light at the top, so planes and crop dusters can see that. But the other one you're really talking about, I think, is the lights that are shining up there. And we have to decide what we're going to do about that, because that would be, if the parish is lighting up the town of Brulee's name, but it's on the parish water tower now. So they don't know if that's advertisement or what, so we're looking into that. And last, Joey, I want to make sure that population levy you said you just got, make sure you send a copy of that to Pee-wee. That should adjust your sales tax number somewhat. So we don't want to miss out on that. And I'll be happy to try to answer any questions.
As far as the water tower, there's something hanging up there off the railing. I don't know what it is. It's too hard for me to tell, but it's hanging right over the right off the east side.
Well, I think when they do go up there, whoever's going to look at the lights, why they're not working, they'll see that and check that out. Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else? Mark's personal privilege. All right, announcements. Town Hall will be closed on April 18th, which is Good Friday, and the Landmark and Heritage meeting will be April 21st at 6:30. And with that, I will entertain a motion if anybody wishes to move that we go into executive session. Move by Ms. Duzlon. Second by Mr. Andre. Why don't you read, Tom, aloud the reason why we're going to executive session, that thing you just said over there?
Well, the reason. Louisiana Revised Statute 42:6.1A4 to discuss and investigate proceedings regarding allegations of misconduct. There can be no discussions of character, professional competence, physical, or mental health.
Okay. Well, we have a motion and a second. Is any discussion from the council? Any discussion? Any comments from the audience? Okay. Hearing none, we have to have a roll call vote.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Wiesel?
Yes.
Okay. We will return after the election. Well, I'm not going to say that. Maybe just going to return.